The second Monday in October has traditionally been observed as Columbus Day in this country. In a growing number of cities, though, including East Lansing as of a couple of weeks ago, Columbus Day is now being observed as Indigenous Peoples Day. Current State Scott Pohl talked with two MSU students who played a role in getting the city to make this change. What's behind the move, Scott?
The idea, Mark, is that historically, Christopher Columbus did not discover America. Lots of people, Indigenous people, were already here. I talked with Cassandra Chavranaugh of the MSU North American Indigenous Students Organization, who we'll hear from in a few minutes. But I started with Julia Christensen, an East Lansing native and MSU student, who serves on the city's Human Relations Commission, which sent this resolution to the City Council.
I think that most of our conversations about the importance of this revolved around the fact that Columbus is perhaps not a figure we should be putting on a pedestal the way we tend to in this country. He didn't reach North America first. He had a really negative impact on the indigenous populations he did encounter. And while, of course, he's a historical figure we should learn about, perhaps not a historical figure who should have his own federal holiday recognized all over the country. And this is reflected in the fact that other cities around the country have been slowly either replacing the holiday entirely with Indigenous Peoples Day or recognizing them both on the same day. So in the interest of that, that was sort of where the conversation started. And of course, also Indigenous communities in the U.S. and elsewhere have a long history of being marginalized, of being fairly invisible. And we felt that changing the name of the holiday could help elevate those voices and that culture and their history. There was a speaker at the city council meeting who was a member of a local Indigenous community who made a really good point, which is that when we are taught about Native American history in schools, we learn about it in the past tense as if these aren't communities that still exist, and yet they do. In fact, East Lansing and the Lansing area has a relatively significant Indigenous community. So those were sort of the two big reasons we felt that this was an important issue to take on, because Columbus is perhaps not someone we should be celebrating the way that we do, and also because Indigenous people deserve a day that begins to elevate those voices that we've ignored for so long.
Being a college senior, I'd like to know more about how Columbus has been taught in recent years, because when I was in school, we learned all of the things that people my age traditionally know or think they know about Christopher Columbus, that he sailed the ocean blue and discovered America, all of that sort of thing. How is Columbus taught these days in our schools?
Well, we rarely, if ever, got the holiday off. So we'd be in school on Columbus Day, and yet it often didn't come up to a great degree. And I think that these days when Columbus is talked about in schools, there's usually some acknowledgement of some of the negative impacts that he had. Perhaps not explicitly, but he's certainly not lauded in the same way. At least once I was in high school, I think earlier on it was a bit different. But I don't have any standout memories of us doing anything particularly significant for that holiday.
I want to ask you about the genesis of this effort in the city of East Lansing to convert from, if convert's the right word, to convert from observing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. When did this effort begin? What did the process take?
Late last fall, so late fall 2015, it was an issue that one of the other commissioners on the Human Relations Commission raised in a meeting that turned into then a conversation about sort of the fact that we all thought this was a good idea. A couple of commissioners who had some time to devote to it then took a month or so and researched other similar resolutions around the country and came back to us in early spring 2016 with a draft resolution based on language and formatting they'd seen in other similar resolutions around the country. From there, we as a commission looked it over, edited it a little bit, and then took it to some local Indigenous leaders, including, for example, NASO here on campus, the North American Indigenous Student Organization, to make sure that the language we were using, the way we were characterizing things, was correct. And then from there, the commission doesn't usually have much business over the summer with the so many people being gone from town and things, and we decided that rather than push it through or take it to city council over the summer, we would sort of hand it to them later in the summer in hopes that it would come up in the meeting right before the second Monday in October, and it did. So that's a sort of an overview of how that process went.
Support on the commission was universal or
universal,
close to it?
Universal, absolutely, yes.
And the city council passed it unanimously.
They did.
I was going to ask you about other cities who are doing similar things, and especially if you know of other cities in Michigan. Can you cite some examples?
Traverse City and I believe Ann Arbor are both cited in the resolution itself. A couple major cities in the U.S. that have done it would be Seattle and San Francisco.
Aside from this resolution, how will the city of East Lansing observe Indigenous Peoples Day?
I believe that the district court and City Hall is closed this Monday in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day, according to the signs posted on the doors of City Hall. So that's sort of exciting.
What might you say to those who see this sort of a thing as an example of political correctness run rampant?
I think I'd say that in general, political correctness is also sort of politeness. But I also don't think this is necessarily a matter of being politically correct. It's a matter of deciding to elevate one set of voices that are traditionally silenced rather than a sort of not correct version of history to begin with. I think you could argue that it's simply being more historically accurate as opposed to being quote-unquote politically correct.
MSU International Relations Senior Julia Christensen is a member of the East Lansing Human Relations Commission. Thank you.
Thank you. It was nice to be here.
We're also talking with Cassandra Chavranaugh. She's a world politics senior at MSU. Cassandra co-chairs the MSU North American Indigenous Student Organization's Indigenous Peoples Day events. Cassandra, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you at the beginning here to talk about the North American Indigenous Student Organization on campus. How many students are involved?
Yeah, so for the North American Indigenous Student Organization, we have right now maybe about 10 active members, and that's actually, I'm really proud to say that we have 10 active members just because we do represent such a small population on campus. We're like 0.02% of the population. I think there's only 115 Native students on campus. So, we represent that marginalized group on campus. We put on cultural events, historical learning events. Every year we put on the Powwow of Life. So I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's one of the largest student-run programs on campus that's done here.
Is the group made up only of Indigenous students? Are there allies who aren't themselves Indigenous that are
Absolutely.
Involved?
Absolutely. Yeah, NASO is open up to everyone on our e-board. We do have, I think out of the 10, I think maybe 7, myself included, are Indigenous. So it's very inclusive. Everyone's Indigenous to somewhere.
What's your own heritage?
I am a descendant, so I'm not a tribal member of the Saginaw Chippewa Indian tribe, but my mother is a member, so just a descendant.
Okay, you're from Michigan?
Yes.
Okay.
Frankenmuth.
What's been the student reaction to this resolution in the city of East Lansing to observe Indigenous Peoples Day as opposed to observing Columbus Day?
From what I've seen, I think it's been very positive. We had a lot of support come out to the city council meeting, more so than what I thought would come out to support Indigenous Peoples Day. But just seeing everyone come together and all of that support, even from non-Indigenous people, that was amazing. Because coming from such a small group, you forget that there are others on your side, and just feeling that support felt amazing.
You told the campus newspaper, the State News, that the organization usually holds a protest sort of an event mm-hmm. on Columbus Day. Does this resolution in East Lansing change that in any way this year? How are you observing Indigenous Peoples Day this year?
This year, instead of doing the protest, we are going to try to do more of a celebration at The Rock. So we're bringing out some drummers and some dancers, and we're going to bring out a speaker and just going over what Indigenous Peoples Day means to the modern Native. how we can celebrate our ancestors, celebrate our heritage, celebrate our culture in an educational setting as well, because it is we are a student organization of MSU. So we didn't feel it was right to do a protest now that we won the battle, we still have the war.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's more important to recognize that we are pushing forward. We are making strides as a community. We are being more inclusive. We are being more understanding of where everyone's coming from. So I think it's important that we do a sort of celebration honoring our culture rather than protesting, saying, you know, we want to get rid of Columbus Day, because technically we have gotten rid of Columbus Day in East Lansing. It's no longer recognized by the city. So we're just going to keep pushing forward.
And that's at the Rock that everyone knows about. It's near
yep.
the auditorium building. Everybody paints it with whatever the day happens to be. You're planning mm-hmm. to paint the Rock?
Yep, we're planning to paint the Rock. We'll be there Monday night from 6 until 8, I believe. We're going to paint it. Just says Indigenous Peoples Day on it. And then we're going to have everyone come out. And like I said, we're going to have drummers, dancers, and we'll have some food. So just a kind of a homecoming to the Indigenous people on campus is what I think we're aiming for.
I'm going to ask you a question similar to one I asked Julia Christensen from the East mm-hmm. Lansing Human Relations Commission, and that is what you might say to someone who hears about this sort of story and just considers it to be the latest example of political correctness going further than it needs to, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to someone who feels this is just a move towards political correctness and not really necessary? How would you respond?
Yeah, I think it's just all about educating yourself on proper history and knowing that America wasn't discovered, that people had been here for thousands of years, and we were marginalized and pushed aside and beaten and killed and raped. And I don't see how anyone could take a holiday and say, we're going to represent this man, and knowing that information, still going to go through with it.
Cassandra Chavranaugh is a world politics senior at MSU, and she co-chairs the Michigan State University North American Indigenous Student Organization's Indigenous Peoples Day events. Cassandra, nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.